You're listening to the OneofUs.net podcast network. OneofUs.net and all of the shows on it are 100% subscriber-supported. Please consider becoming a subscriber to OneofUs.net, keep the site and all of our great shows going, and get some terrific bonus content as well.
Hello, and welcome to Master Z Ip Man Legacy. And Donnie is back, and he's got an eye for vengeance. Oh, wait. Wait, that's not this movie. Okay, that's totally not this movie at all. Like, okay, Donnie Yen's not even in this movie. But it's okay, because we have Jin Zhang, Michelle Yeoh, and with a surprise visit by David.
And occasional pop-ups by Tony Jaa.
I was going to say, it's Tony Jaa.
Occasional than once.
I know, he pops in too.
Yeah. Oh, come on, he should have at least three times if you really...
Yeah, to look at the main character.
Sure. Yeah.
He doesn't even have any lines. He's literally...
I know. Very silent.
I understand he doesn't understand, he doesn't know... he's Thai, he's not Chinese, but still, Tony Jaa is like Tony Na.
Yeah, but this isn't the first time awesome Tony Jaa. This is not the first time Tony Jaa and the main character have been in the same movie together. In Killzone 2, they were actively fighting each other.
Wow.
So who are we today? Oh, I'm Laura.
I'm Patience.
I'm Ben.
And I'm Alan.
Woohoo!
Yeah, we're talking here about Master Z Ip Man Legacy, which is actually a direct sequel to the Ip Man trilogy with Jin Zhang back as Chong Tin Chi, which I probably butchered.
Mm-hmm. It's okay, because I can't pronounce it either. I don't think any of us can.
You did such a great job right now, Ben. I think you should give us a little synopsis.
Sure thing.
Well, should be good.
Well, not to throw you under the bus at all.
Yeah. Chong Tin Chi is a former master martial artist who actually, if you watched Ip Man 3, does fight the Ip Man behind closed doors. Basically, he gets his ass kicked because he's the Ip Man. You don't win that fight. And he kind of decides, maybe I should step down from being a trainer and a teacher. Evidently spend some time as kind of like a backyard brawler and like a guy who beats up guys for money, which is kind of awesome. And then he goes, I have a kid. Let's just open up a grocery store and
learn
go from
a lesson,
there.
A life lesson.
Exactly.
Again.
So he opens up his grocery store. He tries to live a quiet life and be good by his kid with his kid's obsession with Chinese Batman.
Then, I thought that was a nice touch, personally.
Hey, yeah. You think Batman's popular now? You have no idea how popular he was back during this time.
I just like that China already had knockoff American goods back in the early 1900s. Basically, he's walking down the street and sees two women in a fight with a bunch of gang members and steps in because they damaged his bike. And he's like, okay, look, leave these women alone. Stop fighting me. Well, he gets arrested. They get bought out of prison. He barely gets out of prison. And he's like, okay, that's the end of that day. Well, they decide to firebomb his store, almost kill him and his kid. He goes to move in with the woman who he helped save because she feels sorry for him and likes him and his kid. And he works at this bar on Bar Street. Well, basically, the gang members continue to try to fight against him, try to kill him because he's a pissed off guy at them too, and keeps bringing up their business. And there's basically a long, convoluted fight between these gangs, the Bar Street members who all seem to be amazing martial artists, which I'm not complaining about, and we kind of go from there.
And let's not forget the incredible Dave Bautista.
He's trying his best.
Shoehorned into this plot.
Yeah.
He's shoehorned into this where I'm pretty sure they rewrote his character halfway through production, because when you first meet him, he's like the nicest guy in the world. Then all of a sudden, plot twist, basically.
Yeah,
he's like the evil Westerner, in all things. I think this is a reoccurring thing in Chinese films, especially martial arts films, is if you're white, you are definitely a bad person.
As a white person, that might be true.
It's usually British, because during this time there was British occupation around all over East Asia. So they're generally like, this is very similar to Ip Man 3 with the corrupt police officers dealing with the white British people. This feels very similar to Ip Man 3, except without Donnie Yen in it.
Well, to be right. fair, I was just reading before we started recording today I learned on Reddit that it was out of 177 countries, England has invaded or colonized 136 of them.
Whoa.
Yeah. Most of the known world.
Wow.
Yeah. So they may not be wrong here. We'd also be really...
Yeah.
By the way, we would be remiss to leave out the fact that Michelle Yeoh is in this movie, and she is, as ever, goddamn amazing.
Yeah.
She's in a different movie. That's one of the things that I love this movie, but I love the fight scenes in this movie. As far as the plot, once they get to the bar, it kind of just falls apart because a lot of the characters don't really know what they're doing because Michelle Yeoh is in a different movie. She's trying to do something completely irrelevant to the plot that almost goes absolutely nowhere because of just the other events that are happening with the movie just so they can have cool fight scenes.
I think she's trying to be that gray area in the plot. So we're not just saying, you know, there's a point in the movie where they call out Chung Tin Chi as a, you know, Chinese hero. And we can't have that. She's supposed to be kind of the gray area where it's like, yeah, people can change their, you know, ways and, you know, they can still be good people. And that's what she's trying to do. And, you know, Chinese people, you know, may not always have been, you know, perfect, but they are picking themselves up by their bootstraps type of thing.
I mean, I feel like that's reading a little bit too far into it, to be honest with you, because I feel like this plot is so basic. And I mean, it is a little bit convoluted as you go through it. You're like, what? Yeah. What happened right now? But at the same time, it's just like really like, oh, I'm a bad guy who wants to be a good guy. And I'm a good guy who ends up being a bad guy. And it's just it's just. I don't know. I thought it was just it's just all a platform for awesome martial arts. Yeah,
the thing is that's a what lot it of the is. Genre with action movies, especially martial arts action movie, that's basically what it is. You have the plot is just a platform to get cool fights. It's generally bad guy fucked me over for some reason, and I'm going to fight as many like nameless henchmen as possible before I get to the final boss.
Yeah,
that's generally what it is. Yep. It's just the problem is. Michelle Yeoh's character is completely irrelevant to the plot, to the extent where that character was not there, the plot would go exactly the same, except we wouldn't have a cool fight scene with her.
An amazing fight scene, and the same with the Tony Jaws character. Yeah. Like there's
fight with him is really so just, good.
At the start though, he never does another fight in the entire movie ever again.
There's literally no context, and you never see him again.
Actually, yeah, that one scene. Like, say what we will about the plot. The plot generally holds together well in kind of a soap opera-y way, which is not that unusual for Chinese cinema.
Pretty typical.
Yeah, but like. That one fight, like, it's a great fight scene after he gets his grocery store firebombed, and, like, there's a great fight scene on, like, all the neon signs on Bar Street. Yeah. Fantastic.
Was awesome. That was okay, really
that
cool.
That was a cool fight, but that was overly elaborate. You don't have to be dancing like you're fucking singing down 6th Street. like singing in the rain, but a fight scene.
Maybe.
I thought it was awesome.
I loved it, but I'm like, man, come on. Why are you, like, sitting there climbing the Eiffel Tower trying to fight these guys?
I dug it, but, yeah, the weird thing is, right after that scene, like, Tony Jaa is there, and he's not with the gangs. He's just there to fight him. It's like they got Tony Jaa saying, look, I love this series. I want to be in a Hitman movie. Please, what can I do? And they put him here.
Because these two people worked on, they were on Killzone 2, in which the main character of this movie was the villain of Killzone 2. So if you want to watch a really cool fight scene between them, go watch that movie. But it's like, maybe they're just like the whole Adam Sandler, Rob Schneider is like, hey, he's my buddy. Let him in for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, I do definitely need to reiterate, though, the plot of this movie. I don't think I felt as weak about it as I think you do, Alan, but it definitely is very soap opery, but it's kind of all I wanted from it. I didn't want plot heavy. I wanted a movie that the plot is enjoyable, it's fun, it's light, but it gets you to the point. It gets you to what you're really here for.
Oh, which that's nice. I like light plots.
Yeah, I like light plots, especially for action movies. I mean, I love John Wick 1. That plot, you can sum up in 10 words. But the thing is I felt that, especially as it got later on, is that there's so much extra stuff that did not need to be there. Like, I loved his interaction with his son. Like, that scene with the fire, that hurt, like, watching that. Because I'm like, holy shit, I don't know how you did this. Because this looks, like, practical, and you're doing shit that you'd never be able to get away with in a Hollywood movie. But it just, again, I felt the extra stuff with Michelle Yeoh and a bunch of the other characters. I'm like, this is not, you could have edited this out and you would have had a tighter script.
Yeah, and I will also say the main evil henchman guy, you know, that he's fighting most of it, I believe, played by Kevin Chang, Sosai Kit, is kind of an ineffectual villain. Like, they try to play him like, oh, he's sick. Well, okay, then make that a bigger thing, but it's almost a non-point. Like, that's not even what takes him down when he gets stopped in the movie. And then, you know, big spoilers, you already said there's a twist. Dave Bautista's character kind of rolls into that thing, but they put it so far at the end, and also they kind of spoiled that fight by sending that fight as an online promotion for this movie.
Yeah, that's how I knew from the start. I was like, wait, is he a bad guy? Maybe he's just, I don't know, maybe he just fights him because he's bored or some shit.
I thought he was getting kicked out of the restaurant or something, isn't it? Maybe. Which would have made more sense. I just... Like, and Bautista's great in this. Like, he is such a charismatic actor, you know, even as the guy who's the English guy in this movie. When you're supposed to like him, you like him a lot. And I also really do like him as the menacing villain when he gets to be that a few times. Like, the steak scenes, those are great.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's one of the things I want to say about it is Dave Bautista, like, no matter what role he is in, he is killing it and giving it his absolute 100% all. Like, he dedicates himself to every single scene, just like he does in all of his other movies. I mean, he really wants to be a great actor, and you can tell that, and he's not phoning it in. Even in this little Chinese,
he's trying really hard.
In this fourth or fifth movie?
This is the fourth one. Official Inman trilogy.
Oh, yeah, because there's also Grandmaster. The different actors, yeah.
There's the Grandmaster, which, confusingly enough, Jin Zhang is actually in the Grandmaster as well.
Isn't there also the Ip Man, the Final Fight or some shit? Like, there's a lot of Ip Man movies.
This character has been put into so many movies in Chinese cinema that's why he's basically a legend, is mostly because they keep making his story bigger and bigger.
Part of you.
But yeah, Dave Bautista is not phoning it in. He's giving it his all in this movie.
That's definitely true. I kind of wish we got more of him, you know, as I said, especially as the villain, because when we actually get to see him as the villain, it's probably, you know, at least 60% of the way into the movie.
Yeah, that's true. And I think Michelle Yeoh does a great job in this, but you could tell she's kind of like, paycheck.
True, but it's hard for her to tone down just being good.
Well, no, she's good, and every line of dialogue she gives is believable and presentable. It's just, as soon as the fight scene happens with her, her character becomes irrelevant and honestly just walks off the set. It's like, hey, you get one cool fight scene out of me, now call me if you're doing another Crouching Tiger movie. Like,
pretty much.
Yeah, same with Tony Jaa.
Oh, yeah. I will say,
I love Tony Jaa so much.
Yeah. The other thing that bugged me,
I love him too, and he was one of the reasons why I was like, oh, wait, it's Michelle Yeoh, Tony Jaa, and Dave Bautista? I want to watch the shit out of this movie. And I mean, it's totally worth it. I think the fight scenes are absolutely 100% totally worth it. But the plot is...
I just sort of checked out on the plot. I'm like, yeah, okay, thinly veiled, you know, structure just to hold up these awesome fight scenes. And that's really why I watched it, because of these actors and the fight scenes.
Look, if you can get through the plot of Ip Man 3, which is just a fighting because we're just dealing with cartoon characters, you're going to get through, you're going to get through this one. Like, the plot, like, this movie's, like, under 2 hours. The fight scenes are fucking incredible, and there's, like, at least four or five of them that are noteworthy.
Yep. I think that was a perfect synopsis.
Yep. Yeah. So there we are. So
I guess we'll go into final thoughts.
Final thoughts.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll start it off. Final thoughts is, again, this continues. This is probably some of the best fight scenes the Ip Man series ever had. I didn't think you could top the Ip Man 3 Dockyard fight, but they topped it twice in this movie. So if you enjoyed the fight scenes in the Ip Man series, and if you enjoyed this main guy, which, again, I'm not going to butcher his name because I can barely pronounce it, definitely check this out. It's a really, really enjoyable movie, and it's a quick one. So I'll probably give it four knocks off buildings out of five.
I'll go next. I did actually end up enjoying this movie. I, like, you know, we all agreed on the plot itself is not super great. It's thinly, like, built, but, you know, to have a foundation for these fight scenes, which, I mean, it's a martial arts movie, so I guess that's what you could expect. The fight scenes do have an ultimate payoff. I loved every single minute of them. Even Tony Jaa's very brief cameo in this movie, but Michelle Yeoh was amazing. Max Zhang was amazing. Dave Bautista was amazing. I'm going to give it 7 fakey Chinese Batmans out of 10.
All right, I'll go next. I agree with everything you guys said. It was so much fun. I just, you know, disregarded the plot stuff I just didn't feel like I needed to hold on to. And, you know, like the Nana character, whatever. But, yeah, the fight scenes were great. I loved the, there was like a little, I don't know, kind of a pushing hands type deal with some a Waterford glass of whiskey that was fucking awesome with Michelle Yeoh, and watching Dave Bautista move quickly because he's such a big guy, that was exciting. And I think there's at one point during that fight I just threw up my arms going, yes, it was amazing, so much fun. So if you like fun action movies, this is it. I mean, Kung Fu is, oh, it's so good. I just loved it. Plot, whatever. Action, fantastic. Great fight scenes. So my arbitrary review is just throwing up my hands in glee with the fight scenes in this movie.
Nice. There's actually a lot of wrestling nerds out there who saw that fight with Batista and Jin Zhang in the video, and they're like, Batista, he would kill him. One punch, he'd just break his ribcage. He's so skinny. And it's just like,
true.
None of you people understand the martial arts movie.
Doesn't mean they're not strong.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
Pressure points. They're using pressure points.
Exactly. It honestly, this movie, we've even left out some characters just in our discussion because it's just, actually, it's pretty dense with characters overall. Yeah. I really did like, I want to mention Xing Yu as Fu, the owner of the bar that he works at.
Oh, yeah.
He was so fun.
He was awesome.
He has a couple of good fight scenes, including against Chung Tin Chi. I really like that guy. His kind of girlfriend, Nana, played by Chrissy Chow. Which actually I knew both of them from Journey to the West, the Stephen Chow film. You know, this movie's pretty dense with good people, good characters. None of the performances were bad. I will say, again, the plot's a bit weird, especially that the Chinese police officer who just really feels like set dressing until that last scene.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can't say enough about just how good all the fights in this movie were. Some of them, yes, a little over the top, but just... Even for like the small showing up of Tony Jaa, like that fight scene as they're smashing windows against each other is kind of fantastic.
It's great. It's really great.
This movie may not be for everyone because some people go into this and just look for a real plot with it. And look, the plot holds together. It's just not great. It's not amazing. But I loved it. And I'm going to give it 8 random neon signs out of 10.
Nice.
So where are we going to go with Ip Man 4? Like, do we bring this character back? Does anybody know the legacy of the Ip Man?
No, we do what they should. They do what they're teasing in Ip Man 3, and we train Bruce Lee.
Oh, boy.
Ooh. Yeah. Is that really what's going on?
I hope so, because they had Bruce Lee in Ip Man 3, but they go nowhere with him.
Yeah, it's just like a little
that
teaser.
Could be exciting.
Uh-huh. Let's just get the guy who's playing the Bruce Lee analog in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Right.
That'd go over great in China.
Mm-hmm.
Is that our closing?
I guess. Do you have anything better? All right.